The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
When you have actors playing foreigners in movies, Americans playing French or German or Italian, they have a go at the accent and often they're quite successful, but not necessarily when it comes to the Irish accent.
Do you ever hear of the Big Bang, Liam?
Yes, I think the universe was created from an explosion. Can you imagine that, Liam? An explosion!
I'm Joseph Donnelly, of the family Donnelly, that you pushed off our land.
I'm not one to pry into a man's personal affairs, but exactly how is it that you came to be way out here without a horse?
But first we have to fight. Take up our own colour, the green flag of Ireland.
Not to mention the Irishman that he murdered when he busted out of Castle Glee.
Gentlemen, I leave you in the grace and favour of the Lord.
How could you forget a thing like your hat?
In my imagination, America is a wonderfully modern place.
You slept together, lived together, fought together. But your war is over now.
Well, there's a selection of actors having a go at the Irish accent. For our Inside Hollywood slot this week, we're joined by Lisa Cannon, movie and entertainment correspondent. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Who did we hear there?
Well, I hope people had a laugh at some of those. Kicking off with Tommy Lee Jones in The Jackal, if you haven't seen it. Oh, it's awful. I mean, his accent and how he portrays the Irish accent is awful. There's also Back to the Future 3 was in there as well. We had Nicole Kidman, Far and Away. I thought she deserved a nod. I know Tom Cruise, we're going to be talking about him as well. And of course, I know you like her, Julia Roberts as well in there with Michael Collins. I mean, some of them are desperate.
Yeah.
Desperate.
Mick Jagger was in there, you told me.
Mick Jagger was in there as well. I thought that was absolutely appalling. But there's so many. I mean, the list is endless.
I'm sure people have their favourite nominations in this particular category. But there's one individual whose accent, not an Irish accent, but a Cockney accent, is always the subject of conversation.
Yeah, well, look, it comes on every Christmas. Mary Poppins, Dick Van Dyke, who's still alive and with us. In 1964, of course, he mastered, will we say mastered, the Cockney accent. It's often cited as actually the worst accent in film history. Now, although his performance as Bert was very, very charming, you know, chim-chiminy, chim-chiminy, chim-chim-chiru, the exaggerated and inconsistency is just the worst.
Let's hear a little of that performance.
If somebody from the UK sees me, they're on me like a pack of bulls. I mean, it was the worst Cockney accent ever done.
We'll come to that in a moment. We want to hear the performance now, so we hear what he's talking about.
Exactly.
Well, not Royal Academy, I suppose. Still, they're better than a finger in your eye, ain't they? Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiru. I draws what I likes, and I likes what I drew. No remuneration do I ask of you, but me cap would be glad of a copper or two. Me cap would be glad of a copper or two.
So that's his version of a Cockney accent. And then who was he talking to on the talk show?
Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien asked him about that accent, and this is what he had to say.
If somebody from the UK sees me, they're on me like a pack of bulls. I mean, it was the worst Cockney accent ever done. But I was, the guy who taught me was an Irishman. Yeah. Pat O'Malley. So now I made up a story. I said, it wasn't Cockney. It's from a little obscure county in the north of England. A few Cockneys moved up there, you know, in the 1800s. And you probably would never hear it again.
So you were completely lying to people.
So there you are. There's Dick Van Dyke explaining an Irishman taught him how to talk Cockney.
Who would have thought? And of course, legendary for all the wrong reasons. But even the fact that he makes a joke of it himself is it's good. Perfectly
what
terrible.
What other faux pas, accent-wise, have you discovered?
Well, look, because obviously the Irish one is the one that most people talk about. But there's other ones. You know, Kevin Costner, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. You know, people say that he couldn't maintain that English accent consistently, which is very true. If you actually go back and watch the movie, it's absolutely appalling. He kind of slips into his natural natural American accent, which is set in medieval England. So it's rough. Then Cameron Diaz, Gangs of New York, she plays an Irish immigrant. So her accent was criticised for not only the unconvincing side of it, but just the inconsistencies again, that she actually, it's when you look back, she mars Daniel Day-Lewis's performance, I think. They were much more immersed in their roles. And Leonardo DiCaprio is very good at accents, but he's made some boo-boos himself. Don Cheadle for Ocean's 11, another Cockney accent that went wrong, ridiculed for all the wrong reasons. I think that was one of the worst attempts at a British accent in film. It's appalling, all exaggerated pronunciation and the delivery was awful. Russell Crowe also for Robin Hood is another culprit. He was supposed to be English, but of course it fluctuated between Scottish and Australian as well. Leonardo DiCaprio, I did mention.
Yeah, Sean Connery in The Untouchables.
I thought that was absolutely awful. Does anyone agree with me on that one? I mean, really, really particularly bad.
He's supposed to be Irish.
He's supposed to be Irish. Look, I mean, I don't think our accent is that difficult to master, but dialect coaches say that it's so tricky because of all the different dialects we have. But anyway, that was obviously awful as well.
I can go back in time to Breakfast at Tiffany's, and something that would be definitely politically incorrect today.
Absolutely. Well, 1961 there. It's not an accent in the traditional sense, but Mickey Rooney's portrayal of a Japanese character in it was deeply offensive and, of course, stereotypical of that time. But he used a highly exaggerated and kind of caricatured Asian accent as well. So, God, I mean, when you watch it back, it's so insensitive and there's no authenticity there whatsoever. Harrison Ford, we all love Harrison Ford, but K-19, The Widowmaker, in 2002. He played a Russian submarine captain. So, yeah, the accent was panned for all
the
right
reasons.
By the
way, there's another Sean Connery one. I don't know if you remember. Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Yes. One of the movies that actually frightened the living bejesus out of me, of course, with the Banshee at the end. Yes, it's beloved. It's a beloved role, but the Irish accent leaves a lot to be desired. He is Scottish, as we know. So, I don't know. It was of its time, but it is awful.
Now, Tom Hanks, he's an actor beyond criticism, much beloved. However,
if you are not having a great day and want a little bit of a giggle, go on YouTube and Google Tom Hanks's portrayal of an Irishman in Cloud Atlas. I wanted to include it today, but we've so many other clips coming. It's hilarious. It's absolutely awful. That's the 2012 movie. Now, he is known for his versatility, but the Irish accent is, I think, the weakest in his whole career. It's just cartoonish. Horrendous.
Some of the listeners have been on. Bernard says, in District 19, it's a great film. But the South African lead character curses in a Dublin accent. It's very, very funny. Julia Roberts and Michael Collins, painful to listen to. The worst Irish accent in an Irish movie was by an Irishman, Pierce Brosnan, in Evelyn.
That got a lot of stick, which is kind of funny because you think, no, it couldn't be true. But yeah, he did. He got a lot of flack for that accent.
Have a listen to Richard E. Grant's Irish accent in the audible version of The Echo Chamber. Another one says, forget about Irish accent failures. What about Sean Connery's Russian accent in The Hunt for Red October? He didn't bother his backside even trying. Pure Glasgow. But isn't that the issue? I mean, he should be speaking Russian if he's to be true to character.
Absolutely.
Not speaking English.
Absolutely.
So, why would you bother? If you remember in, what was that movie, Alexander the Great, remember that? And Miley comes on.
That's right.
Leading the horses. And the whole cinema erupted because the director in that movie insisted that the accent should reflect the status of the characters.
Well, of course, Colin kept his Irish accent as well. And
it was
ridiculed
by the director, yeah.
Yeah, sadly. And he's a brilliant actor and he's actually got The Penguin coming out now. And he worked with the dialect coach. He was talking about that on the red carpet the other night. And he's absolutely nailed it. So watch The Penguin. He's very good in that one. Keanu Reeves is awful in Bram Stoker's Dracula, the 1992 version. It's just so wooden. And he struggled with the British accent. That's another one to laugh at as well. Sorry.
Another one. I think Robert Mitchum's Irish accent in Ryan's Daughter was brilliant. He didn't overdo it at all. That's from Rosemary. The big daddy and possible progenitor of the dodgy Irish accent in Hollywood was Orson Welles in his performance as the protagonist, an expat Irish sailor, in the 1948 film The Lady from Shanghai.
Very good. Very good. I love the worst one.
We're told that Brad Pitt did a great accent in Snatch, says one.
Well, that was good. I think people were quite surprised, but The Devil's Own was unreal. I wanted to include that one as well. They were so funny. I mean, I was laughing out loud at home trying to pick the clips.
Now, we'll hear a couple of more voices finally.
Shannon Christie. You never gave up. You knew what you wanted back in Ireland. And look at you. Here you are. You're a corker, Shannon. What a corker you are.
He's leaving me, Mick.
Yeah, I thought he was leaving me.
Shut up, the two of you. I'm leaving no one.
Is it true, Mick, all the women in America wear trousers?
Absolutely. Shameless hussies, the lot of them.
Campology there of a high order. We heard Tom Cruise, the one most talked about, I think, Far and Away.
I think I've seen that movie about 15 times. Every time makes me laugh. Just despite all his star power, you know, the accent sadly overshadowed much of his performance. But, you know, it fluctuates. Do you not think the accent fluctuates between different Irish dialects?
That's the problem. I mean, if they just stick with one thing and go with it. Richard Gere playing Irishman Declan Mulqueen in The Jackal. Brutal.
Oh, brutal, brutal, brutal. And Tommy Lee Jones, as I mentioned, which was in our original clip. But it just shows, and it serves as a reminder, how the Irish accent for non-Irish actors, especially when there's subtle differences, is excruciatingly painful if you don't get it right. Even though they missed the mark, you know, we still love them as actors. They did their best.
Lisa Cannon, movie and entertainment correspondent, thank you very much. Now, still to come on the programme, we will be talking about...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.